Hi guys, we are back with another episode of Two Girls with a Press Pass, and we are so excited
I am so excited.
for this episode.
Not as excited as I was for the last one, but
But
still excited.
still excited. Okay, so today, mostly, we're gonna be talking about Twilight.
Pretty much.
A couple disclaimers. Couple disclaimers before we start the movie. Disclaimer number one is that regarding the last episode, you are supposed to ride bikes in the same direction as traffic is going. So,
So I'm not crazy, and I should have hit all those people on those bikes.
just, that's for walkers.
Yeah.
Walkers walk on the other side of the
There we go.
road. That's what I
Yes.
was thinking about.
Yes.
Silly Chloe moment.
Silly moment. Silly
Don't
intern moments.
flame me in the comments that
Yes.
are now available on
Yes!
Spotify and polls. So comments and polls are up on Spotify. Type, start typing.
Yes, and we have already put up polls for the past episodes, so go check those out, give them a vote. Pretty please.
Okay, then disclaimer number two.
Oh.
If you have been around for the last decade and haven't found the time to watch Twilight, that's bad
That's sad.
because there's gonna be spoilers,
Oh,
so
yeah.
sorry if you haven't gotten around to it, but
You've had time.
yeah, so
But.
we don't feel too bad about it.
Personal disclaimer, I would also like to add, I have never hit anyone with my car. I
Right.
make that joke really often, and I know I've said it almost every episode,
But
but I do mean it as a joke. I would not hit a person, and I have not hit a person.
so there's that.
So sorry.
I might. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm
I
just
wouldn't.
kidding.
Okay, so
Okay.
let's get into it. You
Okay.
start.
So I wanted to kind of like give like a Halloween movies option to like talk about, but then I found out Chloe hasn't seen literally any movie ever.
Sorry.
So at first I was like, ooh, Coraline, it has so many little Easter eggs and like little things that you have to notice. And like even if you watch it, you'll miss so many things.
Chloe hasn't seen Coraline. It's scary.
It's not scary. I don't like claymation, actually. I can respect
Claymation
that.
really freaks me out.
It's creepy.
And it's like I don't think it's like terrifying as a movie,
No.
but it's like
It's eerie.
when I go to like sit down and watch a movie, I just don't want to turn on claymation. It's just weird. It's weird and
That's
it
fair.
freaks me out.
That's fair. That's
Like their
fair.
bodies just it's like Uncanny Valley
Yeah.
is the thing about it. It's like
Yeah.
it's not scary, but it's like it freaks me out.
Yeah.
So
That's fair. And that easily goes into the Tim Burton movies, because I feel like most of those are claymation, but
I've
I.
seen Nightmare Before Christmas, but
You
that's it.
have?
I have.
Okay,
That's
okay.
my dad's like favorite movie like ever, so.
I love Tim Burton movies.
Yeah.
But I also just like. I don't know. I feel like I really loved them as a kid, and I like made them a part of my personality, because it was like that like edgy 2015, I'm emo, you know,
Yeah.
theme that I had in high
The
school that
theme that you
I'm.
had.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was bad. But I did really love Tim Burton.
That's
And I.
understandable.
It was a problem, but
It's okay. It's fine.
I realize now they're okay. They're
Yeah.
not as amazing as I
No,
thought they
but
were.
they're still good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think. At least that's what I've heard.
Have you at least seen any of Ant Farm?
I have.
Thank
I have
God.
seen Ant Farm on Disney Channel.
Thank God.
Even though it only ran for like 0.5 seconds and it
It
was like
did.
the best show
It
ever.
was so good.
It was so good.
And I bring up Ant Farm because Ant Farm has been able to create a Halloween song that I will never stop listening to. I love calling all the monsters. It's a bop. I love it.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
It's like a little dancing
I know, and
song.
it's like still like, or you know what else is good? Is the Monster High theme song.
Yes!
I
I
know.
forgot about that one.
That one's so good.
That one is good. Because there's not like, there's like obviously so many Christmas songs that come out, but like no other season or like
No.
holiday really gets
I
songs.
know. I cannot keep listening to Ghostbusters and Thriller over and over again.
No.
Even though I love Michael Jackson, I would never diss my king, but
Yeah.
whew, it's getting to be a lot. Every
Put
year.
China Ann McClain on.
Yeah, please.
Put her
Put the Monster
on.
High intro on.
Please.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Time to get to the bulk. Okay.
Twilight.
How do you want to start this? I'll let you pick since okay. I talked about all the other stuff.
That I didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
Because I'm silly. Okay, Twilight A, I want to start by saying, is relevant. Because it just is. And the leaves are falling. Today, it's raining.
It's raining.
I repeat, it is raining.
That's really good.
So, thank you. So, that means it's twilight time. It's twilight season.
Yes.
It's upon us.
It's the depressive season where you flip through and you circle around Bella in her room as the seasons change. Yeah. That is us.
That's me right now.
Same.
That's me when I look out the window in the office. That's what I imagine myself. Like, every day. Yeah.
If I see it's raining, I'm like, oh, am I Bella?
Am I Bella?
Anyway.
It's my dream.
It is.
It truly is. So, anyways, you can start with the first topic that you've written down. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you guys heard that, we took notes today.
We did.
First episode, we're not just sitting down and starting to talk. We actually had a plan. Yep.
We've got a format now.
We have notes.
Yes. The episodes are going to be...
They'll make a little more sense.
Yeah. Now.
It won't
very,
be
like,
as,
concise,
like,
but still...
It won't be as left-turny.
Yeah. A little left-turny.
It probably will be. I don't know. But the first thing that I want to talk about was Breaking Dawn Part 2, because anytime I, like, think of Twilight, I imagine the, like, the snow fight scene, where it's, like, all in Alice's vision that she's showing
them. Oh, my
them,
gosh.
And it's, like, cinema. Like,
oh, my God.
J.K. Yeah. Rowling, is that who's writing it? Right?
No.
Or am I thinking Harry Potter? What is her name?
Stephanie.
Yes. Doesn't she, like, dislike a lot of people?
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I think J.K. Rowling hates everybody.
Yeah. I was like, I know one of them's like...
I don't think it's Stephanie. I think she's queen, but I don't know.
Okay, good. Then, yay. No, but, like, that is... Like, the first time watching that, I just remember just, like, my whole heart just, like, breaking and then just being like, what?
No, literally.
Huh?
Carlisle's head getting ripped off.
Dude!
A knife
to the wolves?
Oh my gosh.
The wolves? No. Oh my god.
I hated when he like came back with like Carlisle's head.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, my heart sank. I was like, no.
Hurt.
No, my king.
Mine was like the wolf that had beef.
Yeah.
And he like saved the other person by like sacrificing himself. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
I think, who did he save? It was like Rosalie or something. Because he saved a vampire.
Yeah, he
did. It wasn't a wolf.
Yeah.
So that was also sad.
Yeah.
I know.
And then like finding out that like, because throughout the scene, like there's just so many things happening. But like
there's so much going on.
Like all start calling out to each other. And it's because like one of them had died.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like, it like goes to like every wolf POV. And you just see Jacob running.
Being like.
And just sobbing.
Yeah.
And
it's like, oh my gosh.
His cries.
Don't get me started.
Oh my god. That hurts.
And? Just everything about it. It's like, I made my boyfriend watch all of the Twilights recently.
As he should.
Duh. And he actually rated it an 8 out of 10. Yeah.
Okay.
He actually loved it. He knows ball. And so, yeah, we rock with Twilight at my house.
Yay.
Forever and always.
Yay.
And, yeah.
Okay, so the other thing that I just wanted to talk about while we're on Breaking Dawn Part 2 is Jacob imprinting on Renesmee.
Guys.
How do we feel about that?
That's weird.
Thank you! Thank you! I don't care about no book plot.
Whatever.
That is weird. You are imprinting on a newborn.
Well, especially because it's like...
weird.
It wouldn't be weird if the entirety of the series wasn't about, like...
Jacob trying to get with Bella.
Right. And, like, how imprinting means that you're, like, in love with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it would be a little bit better if it was, like, oh, you know, we imprint on people that we just, like, deeply care about.
Right.
Or whatever. But it was, like, no, we imprint on, like, the love of our life.
Right.
And
it
then,
doesn't matter,
and
like,
then,
how long we've known them.
And then, like, cut to Jacob imprinting on a newborn. And it's, like, oh!
Oh! And, like... I cannot imagine, like, POV, you're Renesmee. You go to family dinner at the Cullen house, and they're like, oh yeah, Jacob, who's been trying to date Bella his entire life
is also there.
Is now your future husband.
That's weird.
What?
That's weird.
What? Because also, how old was Bella in the Twilight movies?
She was like, still 17. Like,
right? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because how old are you? 17. How long have you been 17? A while.
A while. Dude, I love that so much.
I love that one.
How long have you been 17? A while.
It's so funny. It's so funny. It's so good. Yeah. But the imprinting thing is kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
And, like, the thing is, like, I feel like it could have been something of, like, if it would have been the idea of imprinting was you, it's not the second you meet that person. I feel like it would mean more if it was, like, the second you make a connection with that person, then the imprint comes. But it happening on, like, first meeting makes it that much weirder. Mm-hmm. Like, if she would have just been like, oh, okay, Wolf's imprint, once they have made a connection with their true love.
Right.
Absolutely, I'd eat that up.
Yeah. Or if it wasn't even about your true love. Like, that's the thing that really gets me.
And that's the thing, true love?
And it's like,
and it's a newborn.
Because everyone's like, it's not like that. I'm like, it is like that a little bit, though.
But she's a half vampire, so she grows quickly. He met her as a new. He saw her get birthed.
Yeah.
And he was 17 when he saw her birth.
I think they were older by then.
Oh, yeah.
She was, yeah. They had graduated.
Yeah.
And then they got.
Did she graduate?
Yeah, Bella did.
Oh, yeah! Because they have the wall.
The wall of the caps.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there was, like, a graduation scene.
Yeah, but it's implied. That's why I was like,
it's implied that. Are you here to crash the prom?
Dude, but, like, my thing is, like, how did Bella graduate?
I don't know.
How?
Look, she spent a lot of time in her room.
She should have spent some time in a ward.
Yeah.
Her friends should have been like, girl.
No.
Her friends? Bad friends.
My queen, Jessica, she was on something.
Oh, 100%. Not on
something. She was, like, on to something.
On to something.
Because she was like, this is weird.
She's like, he's weird, dude. He's looking at you like he wants to eat you.
And she's so real for that. And everyone hates on Jessica, but she's my queen.
I do. I like Jessica. Especially, like, after she went on that date with Jacob to the movies, and she was like, I'm so glad that you're finally looking back at someone that's more appropriate to be your partner.
Right? Yeah.
And not some creepy dude.
Who's, like, 1,000 years old.
Who's 1,000 years old, has no color, won't go out in the sunlight.
All that being said, I am Team Edward.
All that being said, I am Team Edward. I am. I am. Look,
you can't help it. It's just, you just are.
And that's, okay. I do have to say, though, like, when I was a kid and they were coming out, I was Team Jacob because I was a preteen and all of Jacob's photos were him looking so hot. Like.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Okay.
And this is a hot take of mine. So, long-haired or short-haired Jacob, go.
I am 99% of the time, like, if I'm asked, would you prefer long hair or short hair, I pick long. Jacob, though, his was, like, to his butt. Like, super long. I think if he had, like, mullet length, oh, God.
You don't understand.
Give me a bite.
Long-haired Jacob supremacy.
I do think.
Because mine is, like, the opposite. It, like, if you were to say, like, do you like long hair on men? 99% of the time, I'd be like, absolutely not.
Oh.
But the 1% is Jacob. Oh my gosh. He looks so good with the long hair. I don't care.
Completely opposite. I am 100%. I am 99% long hair. Mm-hmm. Jacob's my short hair.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate that.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah. Jacob looks way better with long hair.
He does.
And, like, and his personality was better with long hair, too. Like, he started being, like, a bad person the second he cut his hair. Because joined the stupid wolf pack.
He said, I'm important now.
Yeah. Dude. Whatever.
Come on.
And then Bella's like, you cut your hair?
Why does she do that all the time?
She's I don't know.
And I'm like, why are you making those noises?
I want to be Bella. I have to. It's so funny. I mean, like, she, like, doesn't have.
Would you play it the way that, oh my goodness, what is her name?
Kristen?
Yes. Would Stewart? You play the way she played it? Or would you moan less?
I would probably play it, like, way better. Because the thing about Bella is that She's like, Bella is secretly cool.
She is.
Like, Bella is quirky, not awkward. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, Bella's not, like, weird in the fact where she, like, in the sense where she won't, like,
in the sense
talk to you. Or she won't, like, talk to you. Or, like, she's weird all the time.
Yeah.
She's weird that she has, like, niche interests.
Yeah. I agree with that, actually. Because I'm just imagining, like, that first day of school scene in the first movie where that guy, like, the two guys come up and they're like, hey, hottie, and she's like, why are you talking to me?
She's so
you gross man. And I'm like, okay, Bella. Wait, so did you read the books? You're talking like you've read the books.
Yeah, I have read the books.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, own them?
No.
No.
I know. I don't anymore. Sorry.
That's okay.
But I want to reread them all.
Oh,
I haven't read, okay, what I really want to read is Midnight Sun. I haven't read that one.
Ooh, okay. That's fair. That's fair.
But I read, like, the books that were the movies. You know? So. That is that. What else was I going to talk about? I had something going there about long-haired Jacob. Oh, I remember what it was. Her quirkiness.
Ooh.
Her, like, I hate the way she talks.
I hate the way she talks.
I hate the way she talks.
I hate it.
Because, like, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
But I love to, like, say it like her.
Oh, I love
it's
talking
so
like
funny.
Bella.
So, like, I feel like if I was casted as Bella, which, please cast me as Bella.
Please cast Chloe.
I would just want to do it that way. Because it's, like, so funny.
That's fair. I always think about, oh, what was the name of that? Because, you know, like, the Scary Movie franchise?
No. Sorry.
This girl.
Sorry.
So, early 2000s, there was a trend where all of the popular movies, they would, sorry, Chloe just touched my foot. It's making me laugh. So, early 2000s, there was a, like, I don't know if it was a company or what, but they would just remake all the movies. And so, it's called, like, I think it's called, like, it's, like, Breaking Teeth or something. So, it's, like, they take off the name, but then they redo the Twilight movies, but as, like, a comedy, like, making fun of it. And it, it is, like, really funny.
Oh, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really funny.
That's what I want to be in. I want to do
I'll
it.
I'll get out for you.
Please.
What was it next? Oh, my God. I also wanted to talk about Robert Pattinson and, like, through filming Twilight and how much he does not like Edward at all. Every interview.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
He's like, I don't like him.
No, and I'm like, he's a predator. And he's like,
and he low-key. I mean, oh, I don't know.
Not wrong. How long you been 17 for?
A while.
You know how long she's been 17 for?
Not
a couple
too
months.
Long.
Not long enough.
Not too
not
long.
Long enough.
And but I get like, I mean, look, he's been 17 forever.
Well, okay. That's the thing, though, is, like, post-first Twilight, we learn all of their ages. So it's, like, Edward isn't that old.
Yeah,
compared
in terms
to,
of
like,
vampire.
Yeah. But, like, he still is, like, 100 years old.
Yeah. So that's a little weird.
Little weird.
Little weird.
And beginning of his life, he just went around eating people.
Hey, he didn't...
hmm?
He look, it wasn't like that. It was just in the sense that
I'm pretty sure my people.
My favorite part of Twilight, I mean, obviously not my favorite part, but it's so funny to me, the part where Bella's like, Jacob, I don't want to be with you. You've killed people. And then Edward's like, Bella, I've killed people. And she's like, I don't care. Like, girl, what? And then freaking
double standards.
Jacob, like, claps back. He's like, what, am I not the right kind of monster for you?
Ooh,
get roasted,
and
Bella.
That's the thing. Like, as much as I'm Team Edward, Jacob had some bars.
Yeah.
Especially in the, Jacob like, in the tent scene where he was like, well, I have body heat.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Cool her down?
Yeah.
No. Come over here.
Yeah.
Let me take my shirt off first.
He was kind of eating with that. And
with
also
that.
Because I love Taylor Lautner. He's so funny.
I love him.
As a person. Not that I don't. I absolutely adore Robert Pattinson.
Oh, I love him
so,
so much.
If we could get a collab with all of them, that'd be great.
I'd cry. But like,
I'm just kidding. They would never do that.
Oh, I had a thought, but it's gone.
Dang it.
Taylor Lautner.
And he's so funny.
And he's so funny.
He was so good for the movies, too. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
They ate it up. Oh, as much as I am, like, Team Edward, if I was Bella, like, if I was 17, mm-hmm. I found out my best friend growing up was a werewolf, mm-hmm. and then I met a vampire, mm-hmm. I'd pick Jacob. Like, I, just because of, like, the way Edward was in the movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like he wasn't, like, that way in, like, the books.
And that's the thing.
And it's just, like, the movies are weird, but the books are less weird.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
But also, like, Edward is the right person for Bella.
100%.
But Jacob's not.
Yeah.
Jacob deserves someone, like, way more fun.
Yeah. Because, but Bella, not a baby.
Bella only did stuff that was fun in the second movie because...
Mm-hmm. She was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because she wanted to, like, do stuff that was overly risky so that mm-hmm. Edward would, like, come back and save her. Mm-hmm. But, like, girl, you're not a fun person.
No.
So...
No.
Yeah.
I agree. So, what is your favorite Twilight movie, then?
Oh, so glad you asked. Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Part 1?
Yes.
Okay, I need you to retell me what's in part one.
Okay. A lot of people don't agree with me on this.
Is it the one where they go...
It's the one where they,
go to the church?
No, that's the second... That's, New Moon.
Oh!
Breaking Dawn is the honeymoon one. And they have the honeymoon, and then... I love. And it's the wedding.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, for the majority of the movie, Bella's mm-hmm. pregnant.
Yeah.
And, like, dying.
Yeah.
Kind of. But
kind of why it's I... the best.
Who said that?
Oh, my God.
But I agree. I love that we got to learn everyone else's backstory.
I do, too.
Like, that was, like, so awesome.
I agree. I agree.
I love, like, the wedding, the honeymoon, mm-hmm. the this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, learning everyone else's story mm-hmm. and, like, the vampire and werewolf story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And, like, the acting gets, especially, like, after, I would say the acting significantly improves after uh-huh. New Moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because New Moon is my least favorite.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I don't know,
it's
because Edward's not in it, really, at all.
That's
the thing. And he's my main man, so.
He's my man.
So, I can't.
I don't want to leave him behind.
No. And he's, like, so upset, and then, wow, yeah. It's okay, he gets saved by Bella. My goal in life is to have, like, a convertible, like Alice in that scene.
Yes,
where she's got those, like, humongous sunglasses on and, like, the scarf over her head.
Yes.
That's my vision of, like, myself.
Yeah. So if I, like, were to achieve true happiness, that is what I would look mm-hmm. like.
And, like, driving through mobs of people in Italy.
Exactly.
That's Paige's dream.
It
just
is.
Like, crushing people with her car.
In a convertible, looking so cute, and let me drive through a festival.
Full of pedestrians.
And if I'm lucky, someone will be on a bike.
Yeah.
And I can show them.
And they'll be driving. They'll be driving the wrong way down the road.
And they will. And I will show them not to do that again.
Okay.
One of these episodes, we have to not mention hitting people with our
car. Next episode, maybe, because I already had to put the disclaimer in. So, what's your favorite Twilight movie?
Probably Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Yeah.
Just because of, like, the shock factor in the fight scene. Mm-hmm. Like, that is, it's just so,
it is so good.
So good.
It is so
and,
good.
Like, the POVs and, mm-hmm. like, I love it.
Yeah.
But I like part one, because
mm-hmm.
that's the tent scene, right?
No, that's Eclipse.
That's, like, is Eclipse mm-hmm. the last one?
No, Eclipse is the third one.
Wait, what's the order?
It's Twilight, New Moon.
Yeah.
Eclipse.
Oh.
Breaking Dawn 1, Breaking Dawn 2.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was Twilight, New Moon, Breaking, Eclipse.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Then Eclipse.
Really?
Is your second? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say probably my order of ranking is Breaking Part 1, Breaking Part 2.
Real.
Then Eclipse, then Twilight, then New Moon.
Mm.
Or maybe Twilight before Eclipse.
Mm. I didn't like the first one that much. At least compared to the other ones.
I really don't like I really don't like New Moon. I don't like the second one. And TBH, I don't really like the third one either. Like, they feel like filler movies. Like, I don't know. But whatever.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's fine.
It is. It's fine. Do you have a favorite vampire?
Favorite vampire? Obviously Alice.
Okay, good. Good,
obviously
good.
Alice. Or maybe Jasper, because he's iconic. But I love... My favorite vampire is Alice. But I like Jasper, too.
Oh, my God, I just forgot my... Because mine's Alice, and then... Oh, my gosh. Shaved head guy.
Oh, Emmett?
Yes, Emmett! I love Emmett. I love Emmett.
You give the vibes of that you love Emmett.
I do. Mm-hmm. Just because he's like, yeah, my girlfriend, like, hates everyone, but she loves me, and I'm her little teddy bear, and I love her.
It's true.
And then, like, when Bella finally gets her powers, he's like, I got you, I'm big and strong, and then he's like, oh my god!
See, that's also
And I'm like, you're so real for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for not, like, being like, oh, that wasn't that bad. No, he owns that.
Yeah.
He said, I got beat.
Yeah, I do like I think that's probably one of my favorite parts about Breaking Dawn 2.
Yeah.
And why it's up there for me is because Bella gets her powers. And, like,
I love when characters
she
get
just
powers.
Becomes closer to the family.
She does.
Like, she really becomes one of them. And I'm like, love that.
And, like, whenever they make little sandwiches for the wolves.
Oh my gosh. It's so cute. It is so cute. I love it. Oh my gosh.
I want to make sandwiches for the wolf pack protecting my land.
I know. It's so precious.
And if they can also look like the way they look in Twilight.
Right? When they, like, morph into a person.
Yes. Not the wolf form.
See, I also don't like... Because it's like... When they have to get so mad. And that just makes me, like... I don't like it.
I agree. Like, I feel like the way that the vampires can just go, and their teeth come out, that should be the way for the wolves.
And, like, the Cullens have control.
Exactly.
Like, they don't go out and, like, kill people. But the wolves lack that sense of control, and that makes me upset.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish they gave the wolf pack, like, more self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for how many generations of wolves are living together.
Right?
Like, they genuinely are living together in, like, a community of sorts. And so it's, like... And they have the, like, weekly sit around the fire and tell all of our old stories.
That scene made me so mad. That is, like, my... I sit at the TV and, like, fume at that scene. When he's like, yeah, oh, yeah, invite Bella. And by the way, vampires suck.
I know.
Your boyfriend's family sucks.
Everyone sucks.
And it's like,
why? We rock.
And Jacob's just sitting there with that stupid little smirk. He's like, yeah, I brought you to the campfire fully knowing that this would happen.
He's like, yeah, but my insides hurt because I have 6 broken ribs. Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
Yeah.
Yours. Sorry.
That made me so mad.
Real. Not as mad, though, as Bella literally jumping off the cliff. When she did that, I was like,
girl.
First of all.
When, like, Victoria was already after her.
Literally!
Like, oh my gosh, are
she's
you kidding
like,
me?
I have one of the most dangerous vampires that I know of hunting me down. You know what I'm gonna do?
Already tried to kill me.
I'm gonna go in these random set of woods, ride a dirt bike, fall off a couple times, and then go jump off a cliff.
Into, like, crashing waters.
And that's the thing.
And it's, like, raining outside.
I know. I'm like...
Like, are you kidding me right now?
Girl. Like, if... Okay. And this is so wrong of me to say. But if you were trying to put some fear in, don't jump over a cliff with water at the bottom. If you want him there ASAP, jump off a cliff.
Yeah. I don't think that
would have
really
saved
worked.
You.
No.
You would have died. But then you would have realized, man, I was being really dramatic.
And he was.
And she totally was.
She was, like, over the top.
And it's like...
Bella makes me so mad. Like,
it also makes me mad.
Put me in.
I know for a fact she does not have good insurance. If she would have gotten hurt...
No, Charlie's got
that it. That hurts Charlie. Like, Charlie, my man.
I love Charlie.
Oh my gosh.
I do like the point that, like... Twilight from Charlie's perspective is so terrifying.
Oh my god, I would love to see that. Like, that needs to be made.
Cast
into a
me in that, actually.
Like, please. But also, Charlie again, get it. Like, when it comes to television dads,
Charlie is the top tier television dad.
Mm-hmm. Up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. I love him.
He's such a diva.
He is. Like, and, like, but, like, the mom being like, oh, Edward seems sweet.
Girl.
Girl. Girl.
I hated the mom.
Please.
She made me so mad.
Why would you do that? Why would you?
Yeah.
Anyways. Did we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so.
I think we've hit 30. We did!
Yay!
I do have a couple PSAs. I... Disclaimer. That we I'm still working on the farm story. I'm really excited about it. I shouldn't say yeah. it, and that's out of a tone. I am. I really like the story. I really do. It's just I've been working on it for a while, so it's...
Just still going.
It's just still going. So I really thought it was going to be out last week. It is not. And I also think it might be out next week.
Maybe.
Probably won't be. I'm not going to lie to you.
Just keep your eyes peeled.
Just know at some point within the next month, hopefully, it'll be out.
Yeah.
It'll be out by then.
Just, yeah.
Just isn't yet.
Just so looky for it.
Just give me a little bit more time. I'm trying to make it perfect, but eventually I will get it out. I promise.
Yes.
But then
in the
other
meantime,
stories, yes. In the meantime, I also have a story about my little hometown.
Yay!
And I wanted to mention it in the podcast because I'm so proud of them.
Aww.
So Pleasant Hill is out in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
So and we've always been in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the FFA came together in 1937,
mm-hmm.
and for the first time ever. They're going to nationals. So Pleasant Hill's never been to nationals until now, so I'm super proud of them.
Good for them.
Because, like, we've always been, like, a small hick town. So mm-hmm. it's, like, one, us not going to nationals kind of surprised me when I found that out. But then for them doing it now, like, oh, my God.
I love that.
I'm so excited for them. So make sure to check that out. They're leaving on Wednesday. And I believe competing on Thursday. But you'll have to double check the story for that.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to do the games at the back of the page,
check them out.
New crossword just dropped.
New crossword. And so, new word search.
Oh, I meant new word search. Dang. I mean, both of them will be there.
I was going to say,
so.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they're together.
Okay.
But the word search, I really have to cook on.
Oh, yeah.
Because I, like, make up the theme and mm-hmm. make up the words, put it together, and so.
Yeah. So if it's new messed up, search make sure just you dropped. Know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Chloe's fault. That happened one time, and actually, Chloe doesn't do the, like, putting words on it, but it somehow messed up.
And we no, are so this sorry. Website, like, I don't know. I just do, I do what the website says, so yeah. I don't
We're
know.
Doing our best, and we are sorry. But other news, to say again, we are on Spotify now, so if you're listening on Spotify, OMG, hello,
hello,
thank you for
Spotifyers.
Listening.
Hello, Spotifyers, we love you.
So make sure to follow us on Spotify, mm-hmm. and there you can leave comments, and you can check out our polls on previous episodes, but also follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on everything.
Look at the website, subscribe to the paper.
Yeah.
Do it all.
Paige is going to be doing a lot of work on the website, so.
I am. I just got website duties today.
Yes, website duty.
So if you guys see something weird on the website, and it looks kind of odd. Don't tell anyone, and I'll figure it out, and I'll fix it. I'm sorry, okay? I'm new at this. I'm sorry.
She's trying her best.
I am.
But.
I think that's everything.
I think that's everything. I think
Dennis's
we did.
Book.
It's
soon. We think?
It's soon.
Soon?
So.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for that, too.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes, we appreciate you, and we hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think
yeah.
on our brand new comments.
Yay. Yippee, yippee.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.